Welcome to Accelerate Your Destiny. Are you ready to get what you want in life and career? Hi, my name is Kashana Merrow, and I am excited to share with you today my journey from startup to success. Listen, it has been a journey, and I want to share the lessons that I've learned on that journey to entrepreneurship. So let me just start by saying this. Entrepreneurship is very glamorized. I know. You see it on social media and everyone says, yes, that is what I want to do. I want to have my own. I want to do my own thing so no one will have to tell me what to do or I don't have to take anyone telling me what to do. It's all of that type of attitude, if you will, around entrepreneurship. But I want to be real with you today. And I'm going to share my story with you. And as I'm sharing my story with you and these lessons that I learned, I really want you to be encouraged. It's not to scare you away. It's not to make you feel like you're ill-equipped, but it's basically to, again, encourage and empower you, to help you to set your expectation in this entrepreneurial journey. So my story started over 20 years ago. I knew that there was something more in me. I just didn't know what it was. Like, I knew that I wasn't a person that needed to be at a company per se, but there was something more in me that I needed to explore outside of a company. Now, I want to make sure that I am clear about something. There are intrapreneurs and there are entrepreneurs. An intrapreneur is someone who has a vision within a company. So you may have vision, you may have, you can see this company going places. And that does not limit you from dreaming. Your company or your organization does not limit you from dreaming. Actually, they partner with you to ensure that that dream actually becomes manifested within the organization. Again, that's an intrapreneur. Now, an entrepreneur is someone who does things outside of a business. They have their own dream, their own vision, their own way of doing things, their own goals, if you will. And again, this is apart from an organization or a corporation. So you have both and both can be successful once you have identified which one you are. Sometimes we're intrapreneurs and we're thinking we're entrepreneurs and we end up messing things up. So I want to make sure that you first identify that. So going back to my story, I knew there was more in me. I didn't know what it was. I just knew that I had some dreams. I had some, you know, some goals and some things that I wanted to do, just didn't know how to get there. And my dreams and goals really didn't align with the goals of the organizations that I worked for. I felt limited. I felt as though I just couldn't advance. And there was more in me that I wanted to be able to share with the world, if you will. So I began to just explore some things. And even as I was working as a full-time employee, there were some things that I would think outside of the box that would not align with the goals of the organization. And so I began to kind of jot those things down. I wanted to make sure that I kept those things really close to me and I was able to pursue them at my own risk, right? And so I did that. And as I have been growing and evolving, those dreams and goals became clearer. I began to get clarity around them and realized that there was more in me than I actually thought there was. So I began to focus in, write goals down, and write ideas down. Now, when you are an entrepreneur, I'm going to be honest with you, there are dreams beyond dreams. Like, we have ideas on top of ideas on top of ideas, because that's how we're made. But that doesn't mean that you should always pursue every single idea that you have, because it becomes a shiny coin and you're easily distracted. So make sure that you know the direction in which you're going in. Now, there are some things that you may have a passion for, And I love when people say, I'm passionate about this. And passion is good, but you have to remember that passion is an emotion. And emotions are temporary. So it's okay to have passion, but I want you to be called to it. I want you to wake up in the morning and whether you want to do it or not, you're like, this is what I'm born for. This was what I was created for. And when you have that in you, there is a pursuit that does not let you quit. Talk about resiliency. I mean, you're able to bounce back from anything and everything. I learned how to be resilient. So I'm giving you all of these lessons and I'm kind of tying everything in. I hope you're writing it down. But number one, I had to find out what I was called to do. And if I didn't know, or because I didn't know early on, I had to write down the common denominators. Like, what were some things that were consistent in the jobs that I had? What were some things that were consistent about some things that I wanted to do? So I found that common denominator. So let's call that number one. Number one, find the common denominator. Number two, is this a passion or a call? You have to ask yourself that question. Sometimes you can actually seek advice outside of yourself and ask people, when you see me, what do you see? What do you see me being called to do? Is there something that that you see that's different or unique about me that I can document for myself? Doing that will definitely help you to see something differently within you. So make sure that you ask yourself that question. Is this passion or is it call? So that is something I had to ask myself. Number three, know that it will require work. Again, you are only seeing highlights and reels in social media. No one is telling you that they stayed up all night. No one is telling you that they had to get up early in the morning. No one is telling you that they're operating off coffee with no food. No one is telling you that they had to do their taxes, you know, multiple times during the year. No one is telling you that you got to make sure that you take care. If you're going to register your name in the state, you got to make sure that you pay all the fees. And no one is saying that. No one is saying you got to hire not only an accountant, but also a lawyer. Yeah, these are the intricate details that are so important if you're going to be an entrepreneur. You got to make sure that you do your research and prepare to do the work. Prepare to do the work. Number five, and I think I'm going to just kind of pause right here because I can give you so many lessons. But believe in yourself, but believe that you can do it. I will also say, make sure that you are consistent in your efforts. There is not one farmer that I know that can plant a seed in the ground and get a harvest the next day. Again, I know that in these 20-second reels or less than a minute reels, you think that we're just kind of, whoo, we're working it. We're working it and it just happens. No. You have to build relationships. You have to network. You have to understand strategy. You have to show up. You have to be visible. Those are things that are important if you're going to be a successful entrepreneur. Not just walking around saying, I'm an entrepreneur. No, no, no. It's much more than that. Your relationships are everything. Your integrity is everything. How you handle your clients is everything. I remember I've worked with a couple of people who often say, I don't want to work for anyone. And I'm thinking, as long as you live, you're going to be working for someone, especially if someone else is writing you a check. So you have to understand that you're working for someone. And the experience that they have with you is going to determine whether they use your business or someone else's. So you're constantly evolving as a person, as well as an entrepreneur. You want to always be at the forefront of your industry, making sure you are a forward thinker, making sure that you are a critical thinker, making sure that you are a dreamer and that you do things that no one else is doing in the industry, even if sometimes it causes you to be criticized. Get it done. Get it done. So again, I can go on and on about this topic because I am just, I love talking to people who feel like they are called to entrepreneurship and helping them to identify which one they're called to and helping them to be successful at this. You're going to be a great success. How much are you willing to sacrifice? That's always the question. Until next time, thank you. So you're wondering what to do next? Well, hire a coach or a mentor. Get someone in your life that can not only tell you or lead you, but make sure that they hold you accountable to ensure that you do what you say you're going to do. There's more about that in my podcast about the power of goal setting, and I invite you to take a listen to that to dig deeper. You can reach out to me. I'm always available to people who are ready for greatness, ready to do something to shift their life. You can reach out to me on my website, and that's simplykashana.com. I'll be more than happy, me or my team will be more than happy to make sure that we give you the steps that you need to engage. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.